You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Marie J. French reports in the Albany Business Review that Northeastern New York lost 12% of its doctors in 2015 with a shortage of medical help. According to a 2015 survey of hospitals and health systems by the Hospital Association of New York State, 27% of hospitals are looking to fill positions. A shortage of primary care physicians may make it harder for the state's Medicaid program to reduce avoidable emergency room visits and hospitalizations, according to the HANYS Physician Shortage Report. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Melanie Lukosiewicz in the Greene County News reports that the Coxsackie Farmers Market opened for its fifth year May 18th with three new vendors. Nine Pin Cider Works, Lime Kiln Farms, and Gluten Free Dessert Kitchen were added to the market, held Wednesdays in Coxsackie's Riverside Park from 4 to 7 p.m. through September 28th. They'll be selling fruits and vegetables, cider, beer, wine, honey, maple syrup, goat's milk cheese, flowers, baked goods, meat, and goat's milk soap, as well as other products at the market. Quote, "One thing we're doing different from last year is we'll have a master gardener from Cornell Cooperative Extension each week, and they will do free soil testing and answer questions about anything related to the outdoors," market manager Kim Bender said. Read the full story in the Greene County News. Rick Carlin in the Albany Times-Union reports that presidential candidate Donald Trump is in charge of New York's Republican Party, at least when it comes to picking at-large delegates for the party's convention. George Pataki, former New York governor and presidential candidate last fall, was kept off the New York slate of delegates by Trump's forces in the party. While Pataki was on an early list of delegates, he wasn't named on May 18th during a meeting in Colony of party officials. Pataki spokesman Dave Catalfamo said the former governor was not trying to become a delegate and said Pataki won't endorse Trump until he reverses his position on deporting millions of undocumented immigrants. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. This summer should be warmer and wetter if the National Weather Service's three-month outlook is to be believed. New York State is predicted to be warmer than average this summer, and more rain is expected from the Albany area to Maine, according to the National Weather Service. This has been the WGXC News Update.